Imagine, if you will, there was a civil war, and your homeland was the site of numerous devastating battles. In this imaginary conflict, neighbors battle neighbors and brothers take on brothers. How would you and your people ever get over that war? Does any of this sound familiar? My name is Trevor Harris, and on this week's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA, we visit with MU School of Music faculty member Stefan Freund about his new Civil War oratorio. Also in on the conversation is Dr. Arthur Mayrhoff, academic coordinator for the MU Museum of Art and Archaeology and a longtime member of the MU Choral Union. Freund's oratorio will have its premiere at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 24th in MU's Jesse Auditorium, performed by the MU Choral Union and the University Singers and Columbia Civic Orchestra. Earlier that same day, Dr. Mayrhoff will lead a panel discussion at 3 p.m. in the School of Music's Whitmore Recital Hall. The topic of the panel is music from the Civil War and the tale told in Thomas Hart Benton's 1868 painting, General Order No. 11. I asked Stefan Freund what attendees to his April 24th premiere could expect.
They're going to experience stories, letters, battle reports, editorials, capturing the events of 1861 through 1865 here in Missouri and around the state. I think it's just an incredible story, the way that at first Missouri was kept in the Union. An amazing statistic is that 70% of Missourians in the year 1861 had Southern sympathies, yet the vote to remain in the Union was very strong. I think there were only two dissenters in the Constitutional Convention that was held to discuss secession. So you can imagine there was a little bit of drama going on in 1861 between these forces of secession and unionists. The guerrilla warfare aspect of the period, which I think is more familiar to us through stories and especially in our region, especially the rivalry against Kansas and the Tigers of Missouri. What I wanted to do is create an experience for the audience, something that would help them realize the events that happened here, how incredible they were, how important they were to our history regionally and also nationally, and also just tell a great story. It's just a fantastic story.
Why tell this story in the way that you're telling it now?
This story has a gravitas behind it that needs the kind of performance forces and length of a concert-length oratorio, a work written for over 200 singers, full orchestra, three soloists. The stories have a depth to them, an emotional content that needs that sort of force behind it.
I would also say that people should expect to be emotionally drained. This is an epic work, and Dr. Freund's being very, very modest. I've sung with the Choral Union for about 5 years now, and I can tell you that everybody in the chorus is very excited about this piece. This is not just a performance. This is a catharsis.
And I think it really hits home to us because these events happened in some cases 20 miles away, in some cases in towns that we've visited in St. Louis. It involves people who are immortalized through statues that are in Forest Park and names that we know very well. So I think there's a real direct connection to us being from Missouri and this history.
That was Dr. Stefan Freund. With him, Dr. Arthur Mayrhoff, talking about expectations for the premiere of Freund's Civil War Oratorio. The work's overture was recently performed and recorded. Here's the introduction to the overture of Stefan Freund's Civil War Oratorio. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM KDIA.
Thank you.
This is 91.3 FM, KBIA. My name is Trevor Harris, and you just heard a selection from Stefan Freund's Civil War Oratorio. That was the overture, and the work will be premiered Thursday, April 24th in MU's Jesse Auditorium. My guests this week on Thinking Out Loud are Stefan Freund and Dr. Arthur Mehrhoff. Mehrhoff will lead a panel discussion at 3 p.m. on April the 24th in the MU School of Music's Whitmore Recital Hall. The topic? Music of the Civil War, and the tale, as told in Thomas Hart Benton's 1868 painting, General Order Number 11.
What were your primary sources that you used for research?
Anytime you're writing a dramatic musical work, your first concern has to be the text. Where does the text come from? I decided very early on, I don't even think it was a question, that the text would come from source materials. The only question was how to find those source materials, and fortunately, there's been a lot of scholarship in the area of the Civil War in general, and in particular, events in Missouri during the Civil War, especially in the past 5 or so years. I think this work would have been much more difficult to do 10 years ago, before the 150th anniversary of the war, because a lot of scholarship has come out, collections of letters, battle reports, even collections of editorials have been very well researched and preserved. It was actually a pretty easy job for me to go through these collections and select the texts because the authors, the editors, had already done a great job of finding evocative, dramatic texts.
The School of Music is also integrating a lot of great visual materials, including George Caleb Bingham's Order Number 11, into the actual performance, I believe, so that it is, in a sense, kind of a multimedia presentation. And I, at least since I work for the Museum of Art and Archaeology, you know, should point that out, that those works are enriched and enrich the performance as well.
And they're here in our collection, the State Historical Society. I think we're very fortunate to have not just the art that was generated during that time, but that it's been preserved so well and that we have it in our collections. And, you know, getting back to your first question, Trevor, what to expect? You're going to hear speeches, arias, recitatives, orchestra music. There will be projections of artwork from the period, also projections of newspaper articles that the source material is taken from. So I'm hoping that'll elevate this experience for the audience, that they'll really have a feeling that this really did happen, and this was an experience that is part of our history.
Here is a selection from Stefan Freund's Civil War Oratorio Overture. The movement recalls the 1861 Battle of Boonville. You're listening to KBIA. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM, KBIA. This week, my guests are Dr. Arthur Mehrhoff, who is an academic coordinator with the MU Museum of Art and Archaeology, and Dr. Stefan Freund, who is a faculty member in the MU School of Music. He recently composed a Civil War oratorio. We'll hear the premiere of that work Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. in Jesse Auditorium, performed by the University Singers and Columbia Civic Orchestra with the MU Choral Union. Besides being an academic coordinator at the museum, Dr. Mehrhoff is also a member of the Choral Union.
That is correct.
How were the rehearsals for this work? Were they more vigorous than usual? Were y'all standing there waiting for Stefan to come running in, sweat dripping off his head with the new sheets?
We weren't waiting for him to come in with the new sheets, but they were vigorous. I think initially we were trying to get it in our ear because it's a very different sound for a lot of us. Some of the traditional pieces, obviously, we were familiar with, but some very compelling, interesting unusual rhythms, meters, etc. So it took us a while to kind of get the feel for it. But then after those, we started connecting words and music and seeing why. And Dr. Crabb does a great job of explaining a work and really bringing it together. And the more he did that, I think the more people became engaged. Words and music became one thing. So I really have seen a high level of interest, enthusiasm, and our rehearsal last week, you could tell people were just really tuned in.
I went to the first rehearsal, and I was so thrilled to see that people bought into the work. In my opinion, immediately, I saw enthusiasm from the choir. And as a composer, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for people to care about your music, because that means they'll put forward the effort that it takes to execute. And most importantly, communicate the work. And I think that's what Arthur was just talking about, is the way that they hear the words coming together with the music and then communicating that idea to the audience.
On Thursday, April 24th, in the Whitmore Recital Hall in the MU School of Music, Dr. Arthur Merhoff will be discussing with Stefan Freund the history behind the work of his new Civil War oratorio. Freund's oratorio debuts that evening at 7 in Jesse Auditorium. The panel discussion happens in Whitmore at 3. There's a reception following at 4 at the State Historical Society of Missouri. My guests this week on Thinking Out Loud have been Stefan Freund from the MU School of Music and Dr. Arthur Merhoff from the Museum of Art and Archaeology. I thank you both very much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Here is the General Order No. 11 movement to the overture to Stefan Freund's Civil War Oratorio. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM KBIA.